lot of times people say that runners run away from things, but I've always found that I've been running towards something. And I think that I've thought that for so many years because my love for running started with me running toward my mom. And so for me, I just am always thinking about my mom when I'm running.
Mallory Tenori became a mother for the first time this year. Her mother, Robin Jo, introduced Mallory to one of the defining practices in her life, running, which has been equal parts destructive, spiritual, and healing. I'm Lily Percy, and this is Creating Our Own Lives, Cool for short, the podcast where I ask people to think through how they shape their lives, and by listening, hopefully we learn how to create our own.
My name is Mallory Tenori. I just turned 30 years old. I grew up outside of Boston, Massachusetts, and I currently live in St. Petersburg, Florida. So my first memory of running was actually when I was 3 years old. In the small town of Holliston, Massachusetts, where I grew up, they held these track meets for kids ages 3 to 13. And my mom took me there right after I turned 3. And she said, well, these are races where you get to run down a track and then you get a ribbon at the end. And I really didn't exactly know what that meant. I had never been to a track meet before. And as a 3-year-old, I really didn't even do much running except for running around the house and falling down. And so my mom said, all that you have to do is just run down the track until you see me. And then I'll give you a big hug at that finish line. And so the guy who was running these track meets would say, on your mark, it said go, and I'd run down that track for the 50 yards, and I'd be weaving in and out of lanes, and my pigtails would be flying, and I'd be kind of hitting elbows with the other 3-year-olds who were running with me. But I just kept focused on my goal, which was running toward my mom. At the end, I would always sort of run into her arms, and I would get a ribbon, and really sort of that is what fueled my initial love for running. A lot of times people say that runners run away from things, but I've always found that I've been running towards something. And I think that I've thought that for so many years because my love for running started with me running toward my mom. And so for me, I just am always thinking about my mom when I'm running. I was 11 years old when my mother passed away, and she had had a 3-year struggle with breast cancer. And when she passed away, I really was in complete shock. Even though I knew that she was sick, everyone in my family said that she was going to be okay. And as an 11-year-old who was quite optimistic, I really did think that she was going to make it. And so when she passed away, I really felt like I had lost all control. And so I began to search for something that I could have control over. And for me, that was food. And I started to severely decrease my food intake. I started to obsessively exercise and got so sick that I ended up in the hospital multiple times and in residential treatment for 1.5 years. After I went through residential treatment, I started to make a lot better choices, and I was able to go back to my high school. And one of the ways that I sort of integrated myself back into high school, since I was away for about 3 years, was by joining the cross-country team. Once I got to college, I started to have ups and downs again, where I would eat a ton of food one day and hardly eat anything the next day. And I was sort of yo-yoing, and running factored into that again, in sometimes a detrimental way. And I would say that in the years since graduating college, I've done so much better. I mean, I've come so much farther than I ever thought that I would, from that little girl who was 66 pounds and very unhealthy. But, you know, I still have to kind of keep in mind the fact that running could have a potentially detrimental effect if I begin to be too obsessive about it, or if I start to only focus on burning calories. And so when I told my nutritionist and my therapist that I was thinking of running a marathon, they were both very skeptical. And they said, well, I don't know. This could be really bad for you. It could make you slip back into old behaviors. But for me, I really wanted to do it almost as a way to say that I don't want my eating issues to restrict what I can do in this world and in my life. And I found that as I trained for the marathon, I was actually much more focused on staying strong and staying healthy than I was on losing weight. And so for me, that was so empowering because I was able to run that marathon and beat my goal. I ran it in 3 hours, 48 minutes, and I had hoped to run it in under 4 hours. And so I just ended up crying when I crossed the finish line because I thought to myself, wow, I did this and I stayed strong and healthy and it wasn't always easy. So it was a real sort of learning experience, but also a real reminder of all the work that I've done to sort of let go of a lot of those eating issues that I so deeply struggled with. Anytime that I was running really long miles, you know, when I did my 18 and 20 mile runs while I was training and while I was running the marathon, I kept thinking about my mom because my mom just loved running and she really instilled that love of running in me. And we always went to the marathon together. We grew up right outside of Hopkinton, which is where the Boston Marathon starts. And so my mom used to take me every year. And for me, it was just a way to, in some ways, celebrate her memory and our collective memories that we shared at the marathons. And it was also a way for me to kind of let go of some of the perfectionism that I've always held on to so much in my life. I used to think a lot that my mom really wanted me to be perfect because anytime that I made a mistake or anytime I did something wrong, she would yell at me. And so I just had this real perfectionistic drive. And I think a lot of people who have struggled with eating issues tend to be type A, tend to be perfectionists. And in some ways, while I was running, it was sort of liberating and freeing because I was trying to let go of that perfectionism and that tendency that I have to say, oh, you have to get the best time and you have to run the best, and was really holding on to this gift of running that my mother gave me.
Creating Our Own Lives from On Being Studios is available on iTunes. There you can subscribe to this podcast and also leave us your feedback, but only if it's nice. Otherwise, share it with your mom.